Hi everyone, I'm Mark Esper. Welcome to another instant no-spoiler reaction. Quite often we get to see films before they hit the cinemas. Sometimes it can be a few months, sometimes it might only be a day beforehand. Either way, we're now recording our instant reactions, and together with a monthly roundup podcast to see if we still feel the same way weeks later. Because sometimes there are movies that can change your mind. Have a listen now to our latest instant reaction.
Wow. Okay, and so that was Bro. So what's the movie about? Well, in modern day New York, Bobby Lieber is the host of a successful podcast, The 11th Brick of Stonewall, and soon to become head of the city's first LGBTA+ art gallery. So that all sounds pretty exciting, doesn't it? It's a nice life, except whilst he's accepting, without any irony, his cis white gay Man of the Year award, there is a cavern in his soul. Bobby's never been in love. Sure, the carousel of queer sex occasionally turns in his favour, but Bobby's love of his own opinion always gets in the way. Occasionally making it out beyond the routine chat-up lines of Hey, what's up? And the raking dance floor eyes of the club scene, Bobby always comes across as like the walking wounded in a self-inflicted war. That is, until he meets Aaron. Aaron is like this stud muffin with all the abs in the right places. And that is a country mile away from Bobby's insecure art house dorkiness. So what follows in Bros is the most uncommitted and yet faithful road test of a gay relationship. Hilarious and unforgiving in its refusal to take prisoners or even make itself hostage to a straighter audience, Bros is like Bobby, unapologetically queer. From its whip-smart dialogue to its on-point lampooning of straight folk gay-splaining gay life, Bros uses Bobby's insecurity as its central DNA to its appeal. Whereas Billy Eichner's Bobby is a bag of raging neuroses, it's actually Luke McFarlane's Aaron Shepherd who really provides a serious depth as a dramatic counterbalance. In short, the longer the film spends with the pair, the more obvious it becomes that this odd couple actually complete one another. And this is where Bro veers into more familiar rom-com territory, where the boy meets boy, boy loses boy, and then, well, yeah, there's a heart-tugging finale at the close. By returning to the staple pastures of being yourself and being respected for being yourself, Bro has broad appeal without ever making concessions for its gay audience. Can't cope with male nudity, sex and kissing? Well, sure, look away, but then it's more fool you. Bro isn't anywhere near the boner killer you might be imagining, and for some it might even put some milk in your milkshake as it dispenses laughter all around. So, swipe right. The Bro Boys are waiting for you.
So if you like that instant reaction, please consider signing up for more. By subscribing to our podcast, you'll be alerted every time a new instant reaction drops and when we're able to share it with you. Also, because sometimes a film can really start to grow on you, we'll be hosting an extra roundtable podcast to see if these initial feelings still hold true. So until then, please keep safe and we look forward to seeing you on the next instant no-spoiler reaction. All the best.